A survey of drugstores in 35 U.S. cities showed the cheapest place to buy medication is Des Moines, Iowa. The most expensive, Boston, Massachusetts. In the middle of a list compiled by Wisberg are three Wisconsin cities, Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. According to the group's findings, Madison is the place where a consumer could expect to pay the most for 10 commonly used prescription drugs that do everything from control allergies to cholesterol. Nora Malberg of Wisberg says those with inadequate or no insurance are spending the most because they pay full price.
Nationally, we found that uninsured Americans pay 60% more on average than what the federal government pays for the same drugs, and twice as much as they would pay at a Canadian pharmacy.
Wisberg wants reimportation of pharmaceuticals made legal and for more states to buy in bulk to leverage prices lower, something done at the Federal Veterans Administration. The consumer group also wants changes in policies that prevent cheaper generics from gaining a bigger market share. Brand name drug makers sometimes delay competition by filing lawsuits to extend existing patents. Chris Decker with the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says regardless of how often that may happen, half the medications on the market have a no-name equivalent. The Pharmacy Trade Organization says sales in general are increasing, not just prices, as the consumer group contends.
The volume of prescriptions that are being used and the cost per prescription are both increasing. The newer medications, there's just no doubt about it. They cost more than the ones they're replacing.
Consumer groups criticize heavy marketing of such name brand drugs, saying it drives up prices. A bill introduced in the Wisconsin legislature to limit direct-to-consumer advertising failed amidst concerns over free speech and loss of ad revenue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.